sure, other stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want. Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on radio. It's Sam in the Morning, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. It's Tuesday, February 18th. Welcome back to the show. We're here with you live. I'm here with Charlotte.
Hey.
Riding shotgun yet once again. Are you getting used to it?
I am.
Good.
I am.
Get these to the co-pilot seat, that is.
I like it.
Yeah. Well, beautiful day out there. We were just talking about this, how there's not a cloud in the sky. It gets very warm here. And I know we've got problems here. We don't know if to wear short sleeve or long sleeve while you guys freeze your asses back east. You know,
and
we think we have it bad, you know.
It's true. It's gorgeous out here.
I know. It's really nice. So... I mean, you know, and the price we pay is a drought, you know, and they're saying it's the most serious drought since they've been recorded, and that's pretty bad.
Wow. Well, because a couple of weeks ago there was fires. There was one in the Palisades. There was a bad one in Glendora, I think it was. So there's been a few bad fires around here, which is,
Yeah, so that's what we get, fire, dry air, you know, I mean, everybody's got allergies and get sick and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And we definitely could use some, you know. I mean, I'm not saying we need rain every day, but it'd be nice to have a little bit, you know. And I love rain. It just gives you, puts you in a, like, certain mood, you know, like, I wouldn't say gloomy mood, but it's... It's sort of like you feel like enclosed and stuff, you know, and I don't know. It makes me feel cozy.
It makes me want to stay in bed and watch movies.
Exactly, you know. Even in the car when it rains and you can hear the raindrops and stuff. I like that, you know. It's cool, except nobody knows how to drive here in the rain, you know.
Oh, my gosh, the world stops.
Yeah.
It takes your journey 30 minutes more when it's raining. Even if it's just slightly spitting, like,
right.
It takes so much longer.
I know, and it never quite rains here. It's just the drizzle, you know. We get like drizzle watches here, you know. People get storm watches.
It's true.
You know. So, so that's the story. And I forgot to mention yesterday, I just replaced my car. I had a black Mustang, and I get another black Mustang that looks just about the same. And because I like the car, you know, and then when you lease it, then every 2 years you, quote unquote, have to take it back in and get a new one, you know, which twist my arm for that, you know. So, but the funny thing is that, so they made a few small changes. So, like, at nighttime, the first evening after I got it, I'm walking to the car, and next to it, there's, like, a Mustang logo on the ground. In the parking lot. I'm like, what is this? And I opened the door and it moves. And I thought, my God, the car is projecting the logo on the ground.
Oh, wow. So it actually was?
Yeah.
Whoa.
So it's not like painted on the ground, you know. It's just projecting light. And it's amazing. I mean, it's just like, obviously, nobody needs it, but it's a great conversation piece.
That's cool.
So, yeah, at first I freaked out. I'm like, what is this? You know, something's moving here. So, I mean, it's still, but it moves when you open the door. So, so that was that. And otherwise, you know, it's fun, you know. I mean, I had but you know, sometimes you get stuck with like a shitty model or something, or like a lemon, you know, but you can't really prove it's a lemon or whatever. My previous car, it's like, you know, you try to accelerate quickly when you try to pass someone. And it was hesitate. You know, now some cars hesitate by a split second, but this one was like probably like a whole second until this thing would like kick in. And this is a Mustang. I mean, you're supposed to be able to race it.
Yeah.
So, but not that I'm racing it, but sometimes, you know, you drive on the freeway.
On the way to Vegas.
Yeah, yeah. Or on the freeway, when you try to pass someone and there's a car coming fast behind you, you got to make a quick move. Uh-huh. And if you don't, you get hit. So, so I considered that to be very dangerous, you know. I took it back to the dealer like 3 times. They're always saying, there's nothing wrong with it. That's the way it's supposed to be. I said, bullshit, you know. Nobody drives a car like this. I've driven a lot of cars in my life. No car drives like this. They still were just stubborn. And I thought, you know, I'll just wait for the end of the lease and we'll see. Mm-hmm. So sure enough, this one is a lot better. There's no hesitation. So, because for 2 years, I was just a very frustrated driver, you know. The 2 years I've had it.
That's a long time.
It is a long time. I'm telling you. So I was checking this out. Did you see this new, I guess, social network game? Or it's like a drinking game. And it's made it big in the social networks and stuff. I guess people are like trying to drink like crazy amounts in some outlandish way. So... And then they post the videos or the pictures on Facebook. And apparently people are dying from this, you know, because they're drinking so much and they're drinking it weird, you know. Like there's a picture here they're showing these two guys holding their friend upside down. His head is inside the toilet and he's drinking beer from there.
Oh, from my inside gosh, that's the toilet. Disgusting.
Isn't it though? I mean, come on, you know.
Wait, this but is a game? Guys,
yeah, it's a game. It's called Necknomate. N-E-K. Nominate. Necknominate. Okay. Necknominate. Whatever that means.
And so, and then they're posting the photos on Facebook.
Yeah, they're posting the photos and everything.
That's really weird.
And they're saying it's a lethal game, you know? I mean, those doctors and stuff, they're saying it's dangerous. People are dying, you know?
Yeah, and people like to drink to excess. And speaking of drinking, it's National Drink Wine Day.
Oh, it is?
It is.
Okay.
We need to have a glass of wine. And I posted on my Twitter earlier this morning, embrace the positive benefits of wine. This is a photo.
Yeah.
Such as reduced risk of heart disease and an enhancement of food and life.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Well, that's good. That's a good reason to drink. I'll drink to that.
Not the crazy Facebook game.
Yeah.
Drink now, to reduce heart disease.
Do you like wine?
I do.
Yeah. You see, I think it's a woman's drink more than a man's, don't you think? I mean, it's like you go out to dinner, it's usually the woman will order wine.
Yeah.
You know?
But I'm actually more of a beer drinker.
Oh, really?
I love beer, but wow. I love a glass of wine.
Yeah, like with dinner or something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I guess if you find good wine, I'm not a wine connoisseur by any stretch, you know? And but some wines are obviously better than others. I guess you have to acquire or have whatever taste you have and find the wine that matches it.
Yeah, right. Definitely.
If you like sweet, sour, bitter, whatever, you know. But for the most part, you know, I mean, I'll take champagne over wine, you know, mm-hmm. but not a big wine drinker. But okay, if it's wine day, I'll drink wine to that. You know, what the hell?
Have to drink wine
yeah,
today.
Yeah, I know. I wish you told me yesterday. We would have brought some in. We're known to do that sometimes. We one time we had a bartending school owner who came here, and she started making like drinks for us. And by the end of the show, man, we were plastered.
That's
funny. It's funny, yeah. So it was cool, you know. I usually don't drink, and when I do, I don't really get drunk or anything, you know. So, you know, a couple drinks and I've had enough, you know. I mean, I can drink a lot and not get drunk,
mm-hmm.
but I just don't like drinking that much, so I don't drink a lot.
Yeah.
But, so I wouldn't be playing these games, but, you know, Necknominate, whatever that means, I don't know. Oh, okay, because it says I nominate whoever they're nominating for, like, the best drinking pose or something, you know.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, so it's all about how you're drinking.
How you drink it, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. And how much of it, I guess.
That's
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like a dangerous game.
Yeah. It is, huh? Guys will do that. College guys, man, they do anything. They're crazy. Yeah. You know? They have no limits.
Very true.
Yeah. Was FSU a partying school?
Yes.
Was it really?
it's one of the top partying schools.
Really?
Yeah, I think it was voted number two this year.
Really?
Yeah.
How did they measure that?
I don't know. I don't know, but it was. I think West Virginia is the top.
Really?
But yeah, Florida State's fun. It's a fun school.
Yeah.
But it's just all about Greek life.
Yeah, I guess. So were you in a sorority and
no,
stuff?
No, I couldn't because I was an athlete.
Oh, really? So you can't be in one?
You can, but and a lot of guys are in fraternities that are athletes, but it's harder for a girl.
Really?
Because sororities take so much time from you and they require so much that you just don't have the time.
Yeah, you don't have the time if you're like full-time swimmer and things like that.
Yeah.
Wow. Interesting. So did you like your time there? I mean, you went the whole 4 years there?
I was 4.5 years.
4.5 years there. Wow, that's cool.
It was great.
When you were back in England, did you go to college there too? Did you start going to college there?
I actually didn't. The British system's weird. I came to America a year early.
Okay.
So technically I didn't graduate high school, but it's not really high school in England. It's all separated. So I took all the exams that I needed to take, obviously, or I wouldn't have got into university.
Right.
But I didn't do all my schooling before I came to America. But like I said, it's a totally different system in England.
Yeah, huh? So you came here at 17 then?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I moved when I was 17.
Wow. That takes a lot of courage, you know? But so when you moved, I mean, you moved directly to Miami from England?
Tallahassee.
From Tallahassee?
Yeah, to Tallahassee. Directly.
Uh-huh.
To Tallahassee. My mom came with me we came out here 2 weeks prior to when I had to be at school.
Right.
And then it was literally like, bye. And just dropped me off and left.
Whoa. Yeah, that's pretty cool. I mean, my story is similar. It had nothing to do with school, but I came here at 16 and I stayed with family and stuff. But it is a big step, you know, for a teenager to come to a new country and you don't know anyone and start, you know, different culture and everything. And so, yeah, I wouldn't blame you for partying if you did, you know.
It was the first, my first semester was hard. I was really homesick.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh my gosh, this is so hard being away from home and friends and the life that I knew.
Right.
But then I quickly started enjoying it.
And
I didn't party that much because I couldn't because of swimming, but it was, I just loved FSU.
Yeah.
It was a really good school.
Is the weather similar to here?
Really
over
humid.
There? Oh, it is
really
humid, right?
Humid.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I don't know how people can live like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember when I went to Miami. I mean, it seems like the warmer it is, the more likely it is to rain because the air can't hold the moisture anymore.
Yeah, and I miss thunderstorms.
Yeah.
That was the best. I loved it.
Yeah, I know. In the middle of the day.
Yeah, Tallahassee's, it's like 30 minutes from the border of Georgia. So it's up in the north, but and that makes it, I think, even more humid. And you're not near the beach, so you don't have the breeze. It's just pure...
pure sweat and stickiness.
Yeah, I don't miss that.
Oh, wow. Well, we have a great special guest in the studio, and she's waiting patiently, so we're going to bring her in right now. And good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
We have Michelle McCloskey. And are you an LA local?
I am.
Do you live here?
I live here.
Uh-huh.
I am originally from Orange County, though.
Oh, really? Right. From the big OC,
yeah,
huh?
Big OC.
Yeah, talk closer to the mic. Yeah. So that's where you were born, in Orange County?
Yes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What city in Orange
Mission
County?
Mission Viejo.
Oh, really? That's a pretty nice place,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's really nice.
Wow. So that's interesting. I mean, not a lot of people are born in California that I know. I mean, everybody here in L.A. seems to be from somewhere else. Well, I guess you are from somewhere else, too, if you live in L.A. Yeah. You're not from L.A. That's cool.
It's pretty down there.
Yeah.
It is pretty down there.
It is really cool. So when did you move here to L.A.?
I think around 6 years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So what, for work or what was the reason?
Yeah, I originally moved up here to pursue acting, and I did that. And then I stopped doing that. And I'm still here.
Really? It's like beating your head against the wall and then stopping doing that, right?
Yeah.
Wow. So how did that, I mean, where did the acting bug come from for you?
You know, I started doing a little bit down there when I was around 16, 17, and that's kind of where I was like, I really like this.
Right.
And just kept going with it.
Yeah. And you realize, hey, I'm close to Hollywood. I might as well give it a shot, right?
Yeah.
Wow. So did you start start getting gigs or anything? I mean, did...
You know, actually, it's funny because I worked more when I lived in Orange County than really? I did when I moved up here.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and then when I moved up here, it kind of stopped, and I...
Because it's so, because it's so competitive here, right?
Yeah, and also it just kind of, I just had a change of heart. Like, I was just like, really? No, I don't think this is the right path for me.
Exactly, yeah, because some people, you know, they won't do anything else, and that's why they just stay with it. Mm-hmm. But it's very difficult, and people don't understand that. You know, you can't survive on this until you become a star, you know? So you got to do something else in the meantime.
Yeah.
You know, and people don't realize that, so they get discouraged and everything, but you quickly wisened up and you realized, you know what, I'm not going to make a living off of this, so let me pursue something else.
Exactly.
Right. So, and so how long after you decided to get into acting did you decide I'm going to get out of acting?
I think around 2 years.
2 years?
Yeah, I gave it 2 years, and then I just went back to what I did down there for work and just started working up here in offices and personal assisting and all that.
So what did you do down there before you decided to become an actress?
You know, just office work, personal assisting, executive assisting type work.
Okay.
You know, and so I just kind of went back into that and found a niche being a personal assistant out here.
Oh, wow. So so you find that niche here, not in Orange County, right?
After I moved here.
I see. Good. So that gave you an idea for a business, I guess, right?
Yeah.
I understand you're a business owner. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And I love business owners, you know, because I don't know why. I just do, you know.
Have a drive.
Yeah,
you have a drive and a desire to, like,
you take the initiative,
successful.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people have desire, but they don't necessarily act on it, you know.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
And so tell us a little bit about what you decided to do.
Well, when I was up here working for countless people as a personal assistant, I saw that there was a need for the part-time as needed personal assistant. A lot of people work from home now and they don't need a full-time employee, but they need that administrative support and that home support.
Right.
So I, you know, had an idea for a business. I had a name, Run Around Betty's.
Uh-huh.
I put it out there, built a little website, and just started bringing on my own clients.
That's awesome.
From there.
Yeah. So what's a personal assistant? What do you... well, you're not the personal assistant anymore. Now you have the company, right? But what does one do?
What we usually focus on is the crossover of home, office, and life. So it could be like the small business owner that has, you know, administrative stuff in their home office, like filing. Then they also need someone to, you know, run to Trader Joe's.
Right.
And take the dog out and then come back and, you know, organize some meetings and stuff like that.
Yeah, so it's not just work and stuff. I mean, it goes into other areas as well.
Personal assistants really can do everything.
Right. So obviously, the people that can afford this are relatively wealthy people, right? Or
I mean, not necessarily.
No?
Yes and no.
Yeah.
I mean, we really focus on just the regular people that just need that, you know, part-time help.
That's
we
true.
We offer
1 hour
minimum.
Right.
It's only $25 an hour. I mean,
that's
you can't
not
really
bad.
Go
wrong. Yeah, that's true. Uh-huh. So you don't need to be rich.
No.
I need a personal assistant. Yeah.
Well, you know what
I mean? Do you guys do laundry too?
We can help with laundry and all that type of stuff.
I mean, it's cheaper than my maid. You know, not really.
We don't
but
do that.
No.
We don't do housekeeping.
So it's usually like business people, like you mentioned, who have a home office and stuff. But I would imagine it's also people with, let's say, with normal places to go to work, but they have personal lives that they need, like grocery shopping, even clothes shoppings, right?
I mean,
buy clothes and stuff.
Completely. We have a lot of professionals that, you know, they're at work all day and they have a Betty come in and, you know, stock the fridge and just take care of stuff on the home front just so they can have their weekends,
right?
You know, and relax and not have to do all those errands.
That's true. Wow, I'm going to think about this. I never even thought about it.
Yeah.
Wow, so it's $25
an hour. $25
an hour. And so obviously you want to... Now, do many people keep this like on a regular basis, like come twice a week, three times a week?
Yeah, so depending on who you are and what you need and what kind of support you need, you can book a Betty based on that. And most of our clients use the same Betty on a weekly basis.
I see, okay. So they kind of like them. They like their work and everything.
Yeah.
Cool.
Where did you get the name from?
You know, I get that question all the time. I used to have an online vintage store, and I love the 50s. And I was trying to think of a name for this business, and I just thought of Betty.
Betty Page?
Yeah, I thought of Betty. And then also Betty's just such a common, friendly name.
Yeah.
And then I was like, well, you know, I don't know if you've ever heard the term, like, when people call, like, oh, that girl's total Betty. Oh. I was like, oh, they can all be Bettys.
Right.
All the assistants would be Bettys. And then it just happened like
Isn't that what they call women in Australia?
Yes. Like, right? She's a Betty.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Like, the men are blokes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And the women are Bettys.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
It's catchy. It Thank you.
Yeah. So it's cool because you're filling a niche and... you know, I used to do accounting and stuff also. And then I realized that what I should do is, you know, some people may not need, like, someone full-time, mm-hmm. but they do need someone pretty qualified, more than just a bookkeeper, exactly. You know. And I was qualified. I was a controller at several companies and stuff. I mean, you wouldn't believe on me, you know, sitting here on radio, a total creative person doing accounting. But I did. So it occurred to me that, you know, companies could use someone who really knows what they do, but they can't afford one full-time, you know. You know, companies with 20, 30 employees, they may not necessarily have money for a controller. You know, they may have a bookkeeper or something.
Exactly.
And new companies also. Mm-hmm. So I would provide, like I called it, your own controller, you know, .com. And I would go in and also do things for a few hours, a few times a week. And then they can say, hey, we have a controller, but, you know, they don't have to pay the price. And the same with you. It's mm-hmm. like, you know, you don't need like a 8 hours a day of personal assistant where you have to pay payroll and all that stuff and taxes and all that.
Yeah, and, exactly the whole
and,
point.
Right. And you have to, and you'd have to keep them busy all the time and mm-hmm. things like that to justify it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's good because you filled quite a good niche, I think.
I think so.
So how's it going? For you so far?
It's going really well.
Really?
We're doing really well.
How many years since you started it?
We hit 2 years in October, so, I mean, time is just flying. Like, yeah. What month is it
two
right
and
now?
A quarter, okay.
It's February.
Yeah, two and a half years, yeah. In October, did you say?
Yes.
Yeah, so two and a half years, yeah. Well, that's cool. So did you start this by yourself, or did you find a partner?
I did. I started it by myself. Uh-huh. I just kind of put myself out there and just was the Betty and ran around and brought on clients until I couldn't do it anymore physically.
Right.
And then started bringing on Betty by Betty. And then eventually, 8 months, I had a client that approached me and really wanted to become a partner. And so,
nice.
Yeah.
So did they put some money in too, or just a pretty face?
Put some money in, pretty face, some, you know, business experience, everything that I would need.
Great.
So it was really, it was perfect.
That's good. So is it easy for you working with a partner?
Yes, because, you know, two brains are better than one.
That's true, yeah.
You know, and we really,
but it's also like a marriage, you know? I mean, you have to really get along and have chemistry, right?
Yeah, and we really are, like, we complement each other well.
That's good.
We're both very different, but we get along really well and we have the same vision. So that's the best, just stay on that path.
That's true. You know? And when you get, obviously, when you get a partner, you want to get someone who can do things you can't.
Exactly.
You know, that's why you're bringing them in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I mean, you know, sometimes I've been thinking maybe I should bring in a partner or something, but I know I couldn't handle it, you know, because, I mean, like you said, there's the positive things about it too, but there's also the fact that now you have to answer to someone every time you make a decision.
Yeah.
Right? Although you make the decisions together. But still, you can't do it completely based on your judgment. But maybe it's a good thing, right?
Because
they
a good
keep
thing.
You from doing a stupid thing.
Yeah, I mean, for me personally, I like to communicate, so I'm not. So it benefits me because I want that feedback.
Right.
And so it works well for me.
Awesome.
I like to have that second opinion. Otherwise, I'm like second guessing myself.
Right.
You know.
So you guys share the responsibilities. Each one of you does what they're best at.
Yeah. So I pretty much run the day-to-day. I, you know, do this stuff and, you know, take care of the Betty bookings and talk to the clients. And then she handles some other stuff.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Cool.
Thanks.
So how many people do you have now? How many Bettys?
We have around 50
Bettys
in Los Angeles.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So you can accommodate people on short notice probably too, right?
I try to stay outside of 24 hours notice because I tell clients.
Yeah, well, at least 24 hours, obviously.
Yeah, usually I can then.
I just mean you don't have to wait like a week for someone
to.
It's a really cool concept because when I think of a personal assistant, I think of somebody running around after, like, following the client, person behind,
with
like,
umbrella.
On the phone, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's what I think when I think of a personal assistant. And I know so many people that I'm going to tell about you because they need someone.
Yeah.
They really need help, especially a lot of guys in my life. I'm just like, you need to figure some, like, get some help with, like, your life.
That's
and
funny.
It's affordable. Mm-hmm. It's, yeah.
All you have to do is commit to 1 hour. So it really is, you know, kind of a no-brainer if you're overwhelmed or if you're in that place where you're like, I could really could delegate some stuff.
Uh-huh. Right.
I mean, because you're not committing to a part-time job for somebody.
That's true. Exactly. You know, it's just as needed, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's, I think, how businesses survive today. You know, it's like give people the ability to have, you know, things that they could normally have without committing to it.
Yeah.
You know, and that empowers people and it empowers businesses as well, you know.
Definitely.
And so I understand your story about, you know, working in the beginning and then finally, like, you just collapse, right? I mean, you can't do it anymore.
You can't be in 10 places at once, especially
exactly.
with LA traffic.
You yeah. and you work and you know, and the thing is you get paid less than minimum wage for the time that you put in as a business owner, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, all that time is not really fairly compensated, but you build a business. Mm-hmm. And but I know, you know, with the station, when I started, we've had it for 6 years now, and the first couple of years I ran all the shows myself, like to engineer them and monitor them and everything. And it was crazy, you know, from 10 to 9 every day and do it all, and you don't have time for anything else. It becomes your life.
Yeah.
It becomes the essence of you, right?
Yep.
So you live it, you eat it, you breathe it. Yeah. So wonderful. So I would imagine it probably transformed your life in a certain way, right?
Oh, completely. This is like my big outing for the day because I'm back in the office.
Really?
So that's a big change. Yeah. losing the social life a little bit.
Yeah, I would imagine.
But yeah, for the better, you know, I mean, I'm doing what I want to do. I'm living the dream, you know. Mm-hmm. It's my vision and my baby and I get to see it grow. I mean,
definitely. There's nothing like it. Yeah, there's nothing like it, you know. And so Run Around Betty's, give people the website so they can follow us.
Runaroundbetty's.com.
Okay, so that's pretty much spelled out, yep. Straightforward.
Yeah. How do you find Betty's that are reliable and hard workers and that you know you're going to send this person out and they're going to do a good job?
We do a pretty intensive screening process, but I've been doing it for so long now, I just kind of have like a gut instinct.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, when you do so much hiring, you know right away. But, you know, they come in, they do a phone interview first. They come in, they take an assessment test for like grammar and, you know, filing skills and all of that. And then they take a personality test and then we meet them in person. And usually within 5 seconds, you know, if you're going to like somebody and you're like, oh, I feel comfortable. I would feel comfortable having this person in my home.
Yeah.
You know, and then from there, they, you know, decide if they want
to
be a Betty or not.
You have to, you have to feel comfortable with them, you know, because they represent you, you know.
Yeah.
And the thing is, if they do anything unbecoming, then it reflects on you.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well,
I don't want that.
Have you had any bad experiences?
I haven't yet. I've been really lucky.
That's awesome.
That I haven't had any bad.
So you have that gut feeling about people.
Yeah. I mean, it's just kind of, I think once you do it so much, it really does become like a sixth sense. You
right.
just know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So.
So what areas do you cover? All of L.A. County or do you go beyond?
All of L.A. County and Orange County.
Orange County mm-hmm. as well. Yeah, because it's pretty close.
Yeah.
Wow. And so how do people usually find out about you? What do you do for marketing and stuff?
Our most successful when we do any type of marketing is really putting brochures and cards in like the doggy daycares and the places that busy people go.
Oh, wow.
Surprisingly, they see it and they pick it up and they might sit on the floor of their car for 6 months, but they'll eventually call.
Wow.
But really word of mouth.
Yeah.
It's really been a word of mouth type of growth.
Right.
You know, like my friend told me about you or my friend has a Betty and I met her at a party. And I love her. You know, she was helping with the party and I want a Betty, you know. So it's kind of like all those type of stories. So it's exciting.
I could totally see this going nationwide.
Thank you.
I definitely think
too.
It will. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, and you got the good name too. You know, I like it. It's pretty cool. We're talking to Michelle McCloskey, who owns Run Around Betty's, and it's a personal assistance firm here in LA. And sounds like a a great thing to expand from as well, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, you can take it like different niches and things like that as well, right?
Yeah. I mean, we've thought about that, like Betty's Barkers, Betty's Babies, yeah. You know, but it's really just focus on the one.
Right.
Don't get too excited about everything.
Yeah. No, because I mean, you guys have been going, what, 2 and a bit years, and you're already successful, you're building this really well, and now imagine in 10 years you will be able to like get all these different...
I know.
It's really cool.
That's true. Yeah, we'll have like a dog walking department.
Betty.
Yeah.
And a grocery shopping department and that sort of thing. Yeah.
It's really cool.
Yeah. And but I imagine it's not, I mean, it's probably extra work to educate people about the fact that something like this exists. It's not something that someone would go, oh, maybe there's, you know, like personal assistance on a like higher basis. You know, that could help me, you know, so so they may not necessarily seek you out. You have to find them and educate them about it.
I mean, I think I didn't realize when I started, probably because I was so involved in just starting it, that there really was a client education process.
Right.
Because there really isn't anything else that exists.
Exactly.
So it's like a new concept for people, you know, I'll tell them about it. They'll be like, wait, so you're saying that I can have a personal assistant for 1 hour if I wanted to,
right?
And that's it. I don't have to commit to anything. So it's like we're starting to be able to find that, you know, place where we're able to educate people a little bit easier. And it's starting to become more and more,
right?
You know,
when, because it is a personal system for like an hour or 2 hours. How do they connect with the client and get to know everything they need to know? Because I feel like in that hour, the client would be telling the personal assistant everything that she has to know to be able to do a job.
Yeah.
That's true.
Well, for the most part, like I said earlier, most of our Bettys work with the client on a regular basis. So when I say 1 hour or 2 hours, no one really only uses a Betty for 1 hour or 2 hours.
Right,
but they
exactly.
only have to commit to that just in case. So it's easy for the client.
Right.
But, I mean, you just kind of, you know, when a Betty goes into a house, it's kind of, you know, the Bettys know, being good personal and executive assistants, take notes, talk to the client, get to know what their needs are, and go from there step by step.
Do they have like a question process first where it is kind of like, okay, you need to know this is what I want out of this?
Mm-hmm.
Or is that part of like the first hour?
You know, it's kind of part... Yeah,
sorry, I'm like going to the hour.
No, it's kind of part of my job too, getting to know the client. So when I first talk to the client, I really get to know what their needs are and if they've had past assistance, like what they liked and what they didn't like. That's why we have a personality portion to when the Bettys take tests, because it's such a matchmaking personality.
It is. That's what I was just going to say. It's like you've got to choose from all your Bettys, decide who's going to best fit this client.
Totally.
Wow.
And really, personalities really come into play.
Yeah.
And so when I get to know a client, I really take the time to match up the perfect Betty that they're going to be able to communicate well.
Right.
You know?
So you do need to spend some time with the client for that, or do you do it mostly by phone?
I do it mostly by phone and email, and I ask certain questions to, you know, dig in there and see what's really going on and what I'm looking for. Sometimes it's real easy. Sometimes it's real in depth.
Right.
You know, so it just depends.
Yeah, I guess. And so now, as far as the Bettys, I mean, do they have some of them that have like certain specialties or something? They're better in business or assistant in bookkeeping or things like that?
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, we look for a variety.
Right.
You know, because every client is different and they have all different businesses and lifestyles.
Right.
So if a client, let's say, you know, needs somebody that knows QuickBooks because they work out their small business off of that, then I'll send them a Betty that knows QuickBooks.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see. So, I mean, wow, you know, this is cool. You know, I need some QuickBooks assistance. I don't want a bookkeeper. Just I'll show you what to do.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty cool stuff.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Now, do you guys do any like search engine marketing too on Google and stuff? I mean,
we've looked into it. We haven't quite dabbled in
it. It hasn't worked. Have you tried at all? I mean, because
we've had phone conversations with people that specialize in that, but
you don't need to specialize.
It.
You can do it yourself. You know,
really?
I mean, yeah, the pay per click and stuff. You know, because people will rip you off big time. You know, I can also imagine you're pretty busy and stuff. But maybe your partner, maybe you.
Yeah.
But if you go to AdWords, you know, because I'm telling you, because some businesses live off of that.
And buy words or something.
Yeah, like keywords. Yeah. So, for example, if someone puts in like personal assistant, right?
Mm-hmm.
And even if they don't put in like in LA, But Google knows they are in LA, and it's going to display to them if you choose to only, you can choose to only advertise to LA. So people in New York are not going to click on it, and you're going to have to pay for it. Right? So, you know, and clicks are like, you know, it depends how competitive it is, but it could be like, you know, 30 cents a click or whatever. Not everybody clicks, of course. But the thing is that it gives you such flexibility that the people that you can't get to, they'll find you, you know, because they may not even think, wow, there's a temporary personal assistance that I can have or like, you know, on hire and stuff. So, I mean, you should, definitely should get into that. And if you want, I'll give you some advice. I mean, you can do it yourself. But, you know, when I see a new business and stuff, you gotta use all the guns that you can, you know?
Yeah.
To
I've looked into it. I've talked to people about it. It's just so not my brain doesn't really handle that.
Yeah.
Kind of like falls
I guess
out.
It's true, yeah.
There's also, do you have a Facebook page?
Yeah.
Because on Facebook, you can advertise to... I mean, you can narrow it down to gender, where they live, age, specific,
we've
how much they're earning. Yeah.
But you know what? Facebook, I'll tell you from experience, Facebook advertising is not as effective as Google. I mean, there's nothing like Google, you know? And Facebook, I mean, it gives you like a lot of views on your page, on your ad, but people don't click, you know?
Yeah.
And so that's useless for you, unless you're trying to do some like branding campaign, and you just want people to see your name popping up all the time, which is not a bad idea either. But it's like the problem with Facebook. Let me tell you why. I mean, we're kind of going off the subject, but I figure many listeners might want to know this as well. You know, because I know it works for me, and it works for other businesses that I know of and stuff. But the thing is, it lets you really target who you want, you know. So let's say Facebook does too, but the problem is Facebook, the ads there are not like based on what you look for. And Google, it's like you're getting people as they're searching for something specific. So if he's in the state of mind to look for a personal assistant and your ad comes up and it says, you know, like, you know, personal assistant for hire, they're going to click on that.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to click on that, you know. And that's what I'm saying. But in the biggest scheme of things, you want to be able to also appear high in the organic results where you don't have to pay money for clicks.
Yeah.
And, so you need a pro for that, you know. But just don't spend too much money. I mean, because some of them will promise you the world, you know. Okay. There's no way to promise, like, number one on Google and all that stuff, you know. There's no way. But at any rate, I mean, we just got a little marketing discussion here. So for those of you just joining us, we're talking to Michelle McCloskey of Run Around Betty's. So you have about 50 of them, you said, right?
Yeah.
And what do they do on their downtime? Do they have like other jobs and stuff? Or?
Yeah, for the most part, our Betty's are pursuing something else. That's why they like the flexibility of part-time work.
Right.
You know, so it depends on who they are, but a lot of writers, actors, I'm very careful with, but,
are they pretty flaky or what?
Well,
okay. You don't have to go there. I'll say it for you.
They're pursuing something else where they have some type of creative venture that they're doing. So.
Yeah, sounds cool. And and that's the thing you brought up, like 10 years from now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, for me, it's hard to wrap my mind around it, like where this business is going to be 10 years from now. Do you think about it sometimes? Like, you know, if I continue like this, where am I going
to
be?
Of course. But sometimes, when I have the time to really think about that and, like, you know, write down what my hopes and dreams, I do. But right now it's day by day and just make sure the day is successful every day.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I roll.
Yeah. Now this must consume you more than just 8 hours a day, right? I mean, this is like around the clock.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not around the clock, but it's because typically, you know, it's during work hours.
No, I mean, in your mind though,
it
preoccupies you all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. does that interfere with personal life? I mean, do you have like, are you married with kids or no, huh?
No.
Yeah, you're at a point in your life where forget about that, you know, let me make some money first.
Exactly.
What I love about LA though, because people do put that on the back burner. It's like, I'm going to go for my career.
Right.
And that's what I'm like. And it's like, everything else is,
Yeah.
I don't care about right now.
Yeah.
Right. It's about my career.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the thing is you gotta keep other things in your life also, because then you burn out, you know.
Yeah.
And then I'll tell you from experience also is that you look back and you go, oh, you know, why did I waste all this time? And, you know, because the thing is everything needs to be balanced and balanced out and stuff, you know. And so, you know, I mean, when people tell me I don't have time for a relationship, I don't know about that. You know, I mean, the thing is, you know, as busy as you are, you got to make some room time for a relationship. I mean, if you choose not to, that's another thing. But I don't know. I'd always find time, you know.
Yeah, it's you know? Good for you.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like for me, like, it's making the time.
Right.
And it's I actually have to like really put my mind to
right.
being like, okay, why don't you go outside today?
Right.
You know, like.
But you know what? I bet you if you met someone special, you'd make the time,
yeah,
right?
Definitely.
Yeah, yeah, that's the thing, you know?
I think that's it too. If there's somebody yeah. that I meet that I want to dedicate my time to, I will.
Yeah, yeah. You will find the time, yeah.
yeah.
Well, with Charlotte, stand in line, take a number. She's not interested at this point. She's focused on her career.
Career driven.
Yeah, there you
but
go.
But I respect that, though, that, you know, it's your business is everything right now. And you have time for a relationship. I'm different, Tisa. I yeah. think you have, like...
No, I'm not criticizing you. I want you to understand that.
No, oh, I know. Yeah. But there's always time for a relationship. Like, now is the time to build a career.
Yeah. Right.
And that's true. Yeah. That's very true, yeah. And I think you're right in many ways. I mean, a relationship can distract you. You know, if you're with the wrong person that is sort of like stifling you and mm-hmm. stuff, you know, it yeah. becomes baggage, you know. Yeah. I can totally understand that. Okay, I stand corrected then.
Sorry, I don't need a relationship.
No, it's true, though, But no, I feel, you know, I mean, for a relationship, you know, I would always, well, at least for sex, you know, I don't know about relationships, but I'd make time for that. So this is cool. So do you have any plans on how to expand it this point?
Yeah, well, our plan was really to let it kind of expand organically.
Uh-huh.
And it's just right now it's really building up Los Angeles and just kind of getting the word out. And then, right. you know, it'll just kind of.
I don't mean necessarily territory, but let's say more yes. or more services that you provide, you know, like I don't know. I mean, what? I don't know, more maybe expand from personal assistant to something that, I don't know, like people, you said they like to work with the same ones, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, sometimes people just decide to commit and they tell you, look, I need someone every day until further notice. Or not every day, but the same day every week or something.
Yeah, you know? I mean, it just depends on the client. But yeah, for the most part, it's like I'm looking for somebody. I would prefer it to be the same person.
Right.
You know, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Right.
And then... You know, they'll go from there.
Okay.
But
so your expansion mainly is just to increase the numbers even more and stuff like that. State what you're yeah. doing, stay focused.
Exactly.
And that's the best way to do it. You know, don't try to be all things to all people.
I think that could be a big mistake too, you know.
It really
just
can,
kind of
you know.
Focus on what we're good at. It's
exactly.
working. Don't try to fix what's not broken. Is that the same?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you probably don't get to travel much these days either, right? I mean, you said you're in the office mostly and stuff and
yeah.
talking to clients.
I want to start getting, you know, I'm taking more yeah. time now to spend with friends and
yeah.
get out and do things. Taking time off and not freaking out that, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
The business is going to, like, fall apart.
Exactly.
Well, that's the good thing about having a partner.
It's true.
That you can kind of, if you want to take a day off, it's fine because someone else is there that you trust, you know, who's invested in the company.
Totally.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's for sure, you know. And so did you get to travel any before you started the business?
Yeah, bit? I would go on little trips here and there, but not yeah. any.
Not outside the country?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, maybe you will one day, you know.
I would love to.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you'll get yeah. to the point where, I mean, look at me. When I started this, I'm like, I didn't have time to do anything. I mean, I couldn't get away at all. And, you know, now several years later, you have people running the company and everything,
mm-hmm.
and you have the time, you know, and that's when you start enjoying the fruit of your labor,
true. Yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
So, and then, yeah, and then you're going to look at everybody and go, oh, yeah, you traveled more than me, I'll show you, you know, travel around the world, you know. What about you, Charlotte? Have you traveled anywhere besides the United States?
I've traveled a lot from swimming.
I've
been to
okay.
a lot of Europe, Australia, Canada.
Really?
I've been to like something like 30-something states in America.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Travel a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot
Very
of travel.
Lucky.
Yeah, that's true. So you saw a lot of nice places.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite?
Australia is probably my favorite.
Australia, really?
Yeah. I find it the best of England and America. Mm. I loved it.
Really?
Absolutely loved it.
Yeah, everybody that goes to Australia loves it, you know?
I haven't made it over to Asia yet, though. That's next on my list, when I can afford it.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder how the name would go over in Australia,
I bet it would run
around Betty's, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure it would be.
Why are Betty's running around all the time?
That's funny.
Yeah. So, and you also need like a big SUV with like, you know, all the wrapping on it and stuff.
No, I want that for LA.
Yeah.
I need to drive around with my runaround.
That's what I'm saying. In LA, you need that. Yeah. Yeah, like those big SUVs. They wrap them in your logos and your messages and stuff.
What are your colors?
Red, white, and light blue.
Ooh, that's pretty. That would make a pretty.
It's cute.
Car bus.
Yeah, actually, I'm going to bring up the website so I can intelligently talk about it. runaroundbetties.com. And we're speaking to Michelle, of course. And runaroundbetties, I mean, wow, you even got like the 50s style logo and everything and the art.
The Betty.
I like it. Yeah, the Betty, a cute Betty holding your clothes and your shopping. And does your life need a wife? I like that. I like that.
That's a great tagline.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
Wow. Does your life need a wife? That's cool. That's so catchy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, do people ever ask for like... I'm assuming they're mostly women. I mean, do people ask for a male personal assistant?
Yeah, we have Bobs.
You do?
Yeah. Oh,
they're Bobs.
We have Betties and Bobs.
Okay.
But mostly Betties. Bobs are harder to come by that have like extensive personal and executive assisting experience. And most of our clients are women, so they prefer to have another woman.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It just depends, but we definitely do have some really great Bobs.
So it's interesting that most of your clients are women, huh? I wonder why that is.
I think they're drawn to it.
Really?
I think they're drawn to the branding. I think they like that it's not intimidating and it's easy and it's girl next door. Like, it's not like a fancy concierge type thing.
Right. And maybe it means that there's, a lot more personal assisting for women. They have more things to do, you know?
Yeah. But that surprises me because I immediately thought of guys in my head. I was like, oh my gosh, I know so many people that need this.
Yeah. I know. It's funny because we do have a lot of male clients that they need that. So they need a wife, but not really a wife.
Right.
Yeah.
Seriously.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah. And that's the thing. Maybe eventually you can add a category of handyman or something, you know?
Yeah. And when I bring on Bobs, I try to see if they're kind of handy.
Right.
You know, because sometimes, you know, women are like, hook up my printer.
Right,
or
exactly.
Like, hang my mirror, you know, which is little stuff where a Bob assistant would be able to do it.
Yeah, that's true.
So.
Amazing. Amazing. Well, thank you for joining us.
Thank
it's you. Very cool. Everybody go check it out, runaroundbetties.com. If you're in the LA or Orange County area, people will run your errands for you, help you with your business, with your work. I imagine no tutoring though goes on there, right? I mean, no
tutoring kids.
Yeah.
I have some Betties that have some tutoring experience.
Really?
Yeah, but not as much.
Yeah.
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 Everything.
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah. Let everybody do what they're best at.
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure. Well, Michelle McCloskey, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
All the best to you. And let us know when you're rich and everything. Don't forget us minions that you learned, that you knew before. Okay, much success to you and all the best.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Charlotte, thank you, as always. Thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning, which airs every weekday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. To get in contact with the show, please send email to info@latalkradio.com. Sam in the Morning is a production of LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.